Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Colorado Springs 911, what's the location of the emergency?
Just come down here. I'm not leaving.
No, ma'am, I'm not sending the deputies down there over a cheeseburger.
Ma'am, 911 does not connect you to Domino's Pizza.
Ma'am, what is the nature of your emergency?
What number do I call to get the time?
Thanks, police and fire. This is Jody. How may I help you?
Did you know that, Kelly Ripa has an Audi belly button, felt something tickling me to death. I couldn't stand it. As it turned out, the tickling I felt, it was a fish that went inside my belly.
How big is the spider? It's just a little one.
What's going on, professionally silly listeners? Welcome to the Professionally Silly Station, recorded here on the Anchor app. I'm your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where you can experience some silly, random, creepy, and of course, some of the weird. A little bit of something for everybody. Hosted by a comedic dream chaser going bankrupt in Los Angeles. Can we talk about why my voice sounds like I could just be related to Barry White right now? I don't know what's going on. I sound like I just smoked like 13 packs of cigarettes just now and then decided to record a podcast. I did not. So don't come for me. So last week, we got a chance to talk about so much shit. My good friend, Lee Wells, who is also a comedian, a content creator, a videographer, a photographer, and anything else she sets her mind to, she pretty much kicks it. She kicks its ass. So then she pretty much hits that rinse and repeat after she does all those awesome things. But can you tell how proud I can get of my friends and family? You know what? Let's get emotionally gay for a second, okay? So make sure that you let the people in your life know that you appreciate them, even if you think they already know that. Tell them anyway. Who doesn't want to hear that they're appreciated? Anywho, Lee and I talked about, segue, Lee and I talked about Snitch 9. You may know him as 6ix9ine. and we talked about finding our parents' porn when we were kids. We talked about the Trump impeachment and how we miss a president receiving oral sex, that being the only problem that we had with our president. Yeah, y'all, shit got real and super hilarious. We talked about so much. So make sure you guys go ahead and you check out that podcast episode. It's going to be in the description box of this podcast episode. Today, we're going to cover crazy 911 calls. Unbelievable 911 calls. And some people in this world are, they're just plain stupid or just ignorant as hell. And remember when we used to have village idiots? Remember that? Like, now that the internet is a thing, these assholes have gone global. So naturally, I want to talk about all of that. But, you know, yeah, only the best for my listeners. Speaking of calls, if you guys are enjoying the Professionally Silly podcast, please call in and or text my Google Voice number and let me know. 805-664-1828. Or you can tweet me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. True is spelled without the E and everything else is spelled correctly. You can let me know about this or any podcast episode that we've done. And you'll get to hear yourself on the air. Who doesn't want to hear that, you know? Make sure you guys check out the links in the description box of this podcast. Lots of awesome information for you guys in there. And if you guys could do me a favor, please visit iTunes and rate and review this podcast, Professionally Silly, 5 stars, hint, hint, wink, wink. It will definitely help my podcast get out there and give me the opportunity to earn some new listeners. So anyways, before we get started, I've got some awesome information to share with you guys for those of you who are interested in starting your own podcast for free. You might want to take a listen to what I got going on next here. That's right, guys. You got to come and join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. Because I know a lot of people think that they don't have anything to say. They don't think anyone would listen to them. And you'd be surprised at the amount of people who view the world the same as you. Or maybe they would like to. So definitely, 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 you know, give Anchor a shot. Because your voice is just as important as everyone else. Plus, it's free. So what do you have to lose? So if you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload new podcast episodes, which is every Friday, okay? Okay, so the two of you that are listening, let's go ahead and dive on into these crazy 911 calls that I've found on the interweb.
Where's your emergency? There are alligators in the river. Yes, ma'am, this is Florida. But my kids, they play and swim in that river. Well, why do you let your kids play and swim in alligator-infested waters?
Like, I don't even know where to begin. And y'all know damn well that was a white woman who called. Okay, they have a history of calling the police for no damn reason. We got barbecue Beckys and many just like her. Look, black people don't even call the police when we need the cops. Like, we don't have the best history with police. You know, either, so in case you guys weren't aware, black people and police, we got a checkered past, if you will. There's alligators in the river. Bitch, where else should they be? Like, okay, let's keep it moving before I catch on to this stupid. So we have a man who called 911 to report a fire. This shit is so funny. When I read it, I just had to share with you guys. I knew it was the kind of stupid that I thought that you would enjoy along with me. And according to this man is working the late shift and is walking home at about 2 a.m. And on this particular shift, he got off work a few hours late. Now, I'm gonna try to act this one out. I apologize ahead of time for this poor attempt, and that goes for any of the the 911 calls that I decide to act out. I apologize ahead of time, but this is why you're here, to get professionally silly with me. So let's do that.
Yeah, I'd like to report a fire.
Where is it located, sir?
On the hillside, just east of Bodock.
Well, can you be more specific, sir?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's getting bigger. The whole top of the hill is on fire now.
Stay calm, sir. We're sending someone out.
But it's getting bigger. Doesn't anybody else see this? It's lighting up the sky around it. It is huge. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Don't know where to begin with that one. That man called 911 because the sun was rising. Either he was high as fuck, too tired to use his brain cells, or he's from Florida. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me stop. But come on, y'all. What the entire fuck? I really hope that stupidity is not that contagious. So we have another 911 caller who flipped out when she found a hedgehog in her garden and didn't know what it was. She called the police because she thought it was an alien. I cannot make this shit up. I'm certain that 911 dispatchers probably have to take a lot of calls that are so stupid, it's funny. And I'm guessing those calls most likely help their day go a little bit easier. And I can imagine many of their phone calls are very difficult and extremely stressful. So a laugh here and there, or a what the fuck 911 call is certainly welcomed every now and then, I feel like. Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense to me, but I can also see the annoyance when they have to waste their time dealing with idiots while real emergencies have to wait. So anyways, next up, we've got a guy who called 911 to report, well, attempted murder. So there's that.
What is your emergency?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna report an attempted murder. I asked them not to put mushrooms on my pizza because, you know, I'm allergic and they forgot. So is that like attempted murder?
What the fuck?
I almost feel bad laughing at this. I don't know. I guess he has a point. It's a good thing that he checked his pizza first, that's for certain. But I gotta say, it is super annoying when you order food and it's wrong. I hate that. You guys ever ordered a Coke and then got Diet Coke instead? It's the ultimate betrayal. It is oral betrayal. My mouth was set up for that, for happiness. And instead, it gets the taste and flavor of failure. But I still wouldn't call the cops on that. Moving on, you know that frustrating moment when you want to cook things but you have no idea what you're doing. Well, give 911 a call. Wait, no, don't do that.
911, where is your emergency?
Hello. How do you baste a turkey?
This is 911, ma'am. What is the nature of your emergency?
I need to know how to baste a turkey.
Basically, you spoon the drippings back onto the top and to help keep it moist. Why did you call 911 to ask that?
Well, you knew, didn't you?
I mean, she does have a point. The 911 operator did know the answer, so I don't know. I certainly hope this was like before the internet was a thing. You know, I mean, at this point, we all now have, like, computers in our pockets, so come on, guys. But speaking of internet, it's the best invention ever. Can we admit that? It's how you guys are able to laugh with me right now. It's beautiful. You know, we love you, internet. We love you. Merry Christmas. I don't know. You keep us all connected. Now bring forth more randomness via 911 calls, internet. Yes, do that for me. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hella enjoying this random podcast episode. Just unbelievable 911 calls. Who knew? So we have a guy who calls 911, and this whole conversation is just, it is a lot to deal with. And honestly, I applaud the 911 operator on this call because, I don't know, obviously 911 operators can't hang up on you, but even I wanted to hang up on this motherfucker right here. But let's go ahead and get this call underway so you can see or you can hear what I'm talking about.
Fire rescue.
Yes, buddy.
Hi, what's the address that we need to come to?
All right,
your address, sir?
4221 Crib, baby.
Texas Avenue and Rio Grande.
I'm sorry, it's 4220 Winford?
4220.
4220, 4220 Winford, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and what's going on there?
That shit happened yesterday, and you motherfuckers trying to put my ass in jail. Not understanding what's going on.
Okay, do you need medical attention?
Yes.
What is wrong?
I don't know. I ain't no goddamn doctor.
Okay, sir, I'm trying to help you.
Well, help me send me some eye here. What the hell? What's the hold up?
Sir, are you feeling pain? What is the problem?
I'm crazy as hell.
So, do you need us?
I don't know what I need.
Sheriff's office, are you on the line?
Yes, we are.
Do you need us to go with you?
He said somebody can't have
his
heart.
I ain't had my goddamn medicine this morning. I ain't got no medicine. I went to the fucking hospital, and the doctor got mad because I told him that white boy used to fuck my mama a long time ago.
Sir, are you in pain somewhere, or what is
it? Yes, I got headaches in my leg and everything. I've been in a fucking fight.
So you want the paramedics to come and check you, correct?
That's where I thought you were getting. What the hell going on?
Sir, you need to calm down and talk to me. I am trying to help you, and I'm trying to send the paramedics, but I need to understand what the problem is.
I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, but you're feeling head pain. Is that correct?
I've been injured. I've been hit on the head and everything else. How else do a motherfucker be assaulted?
All right, when did that happen?
Yesterday. Damn. My head's hurting. You gonna send somebody here or you gonna fuck around on the phone?
Sir, I have no problem sending you help, okay? The paramedics will come and they'll check you. How old are you?
I'm 62 years old. I retired from Diamond Chrysler.
Okay, and are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Yes.
What apartment number are you in?
What's going on down there, ma'am?
Sir, I am trying to help you. What apartment number are you in?
What, but shit, my head is hurting. You
can you tell me what apartment number you're in?
What
apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment.
Are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Motherfucker, what's wrong with your ass? How much schooling have you had?
Sir, are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
I told you that.
Okay, what apartment number are you in? What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment. It's a town house.
Okay, what kind of medical history do you have, sir?
I don't know. Let them check it out. I ain't no fucking doctor. I ain't no nurse either.
Yeah.
You anything else you want to know?
That's how it's been since
you've been. What's
your name? I'm Reverend Lowdown.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
I don't know what it is. I gave you the goddamn address. That's enough.
Is your phone number 407-883-5636?
Well, you know the fucking number. Why you ask me?
Because I need to confirm it with you, sir.
All right. You got it.
Do you not have an apartment number?
I ain't got no goddamn... I don't live in no goddamn apartment. I live in a townhouse, motherfucker.
Okay. S.O.?
Yeah, we're still here.
Sir, do you have a townhouse number?
4220, motherfucker.
That's
okay. So we definitely need you to go with us. We're on our way.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Sir, stay on the phone with the sheriff's office, okay? Do you need to talk to him, S.O.?
I'm going
to
try.
Okay.
Thank you. Sir? Hello?
Yes.
The guy that hit you, is he still there?
Hell yeah. He live over here, right? Probably running dope house right next door to me.
He white, black, or Hispanic?
I don't know what color he is. You call him what you want
to
call him.
What does he look to you?
What? I don't know. He looks like one of Jesus' children.
He looks like what?
One of Jesus' children.
Okay, what's his skin color?
I don't know. Okay. I don't see no color.
Do you know what color clothes he's wearing?
I don't know. The motherfucker in the house.
Okay, so we have somebody come to you, okay?
All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
And we are back. Well, I am anyway. I don't know why I always feel like I need to say we when I record these podcast episodes. It's just me here. Like, I'm the one who researches the topics and writes the notes and records and edits, and I do all that by myself. But yet, I still feel the need to say we. Anyways, we're back.
Hope you guys are enjoying this random podcast episode, because I know I am. Please go ahead and give this podcast 5 stars on iTunes and leave a review to show your support of this podcast, because it's certainly it's really encouraging, okay? And it will definitely help me, you know, fuel me to create more content for you guys. Okay, so let's go ahead and get back to these unbelievable 911 calls.
911, where's the location of your emergency?
I was wondering where I can find some crack. You see, I can't find crack anywhere in the neighborhood. Everywhere I go to, nobody got no more crack. It's like a crack outage. So I figured y'all would know where I can get some crack.
Ma'am, where is your location?
And of course this woman gives up her location without any hesitation, and she was literally about a block away from the dispatch center, and cops, they picked her up from for public intoxication, obviously. I cannot, like, what the fuck. I guess, like, if anyone knows where the good places to get drugs are, it might be the police. They probably know a few places, I'm just saying, you know. Wow. Okay, so this next one is definitely up there and stupid. We have a man from Florida who called the 911 dispatch to brag that he was able to get away from the police. And before you ask, yes, he was white. There's just no way. Never in my life have I ever heard of a person of color, calling 911 because they got away. I've never heard of that. I don't know. That's some white privilege shit right there. Okay. All right. Look, just listen for yourself.
911, where's your emergency? Yeah, I want to know. So, like, I like ran from a cop like 30 minutes or an hour ago. I was the guy over there off of Kingsville State. Like, what do we pay you guys for? Like, I've driven past 4 cops.
And what do you mean you ran from a cop?
I mean, he turned his lights on me and got behind me, and as he was walking up to my door, I did a donut around him and left.
Okay. So you want to now see the officer, or what is your question?
My question is, I'm assuming he put an APB out or that has someone looking for my car. But, like, he definitely got the plate number. I've passed, like, 4 cops just driving around. Like, what are you guys doing?
Well, we're working on a mini call, sir.
Oh, my God. I cannot. This fool said, well, what do we pay you guys for? Like, he was legitimately upset because the police did not catch him. That is the whitest shit I've heard in like the past at least 3 seconds. Okay, guys. So let's just move on, because I can talk so much shit about him. All right. So as kids, I think it's safe to say that we all have wondered what would happen if we called 911. I remember being a child wondering, if I call, would they really show up? Like, you know, I didn't understand how it worked, you know? So it took everything in me not to dial those 3 numbers. And to my recollection, I never did. I'll have to check in with my parents on that one. But this man shared his story with the internet. Y'all see, Auntie Wi-Fi brings us all together, doesn't she? Thank you, Auntie Wi-Fi. Okay, so this man, he writes, when I was 11, I once called the FBI because I felt I had information on a serial killer. I didn't, I just thought I did. When the FBI answered, I got spooked and hung up. The FBI called back, and keep in mind, it's 2 a.m. in the morning, and my mom answered the phone. Hello, this is Special Agent Kim with the FBI, and I believe your son just called us. That's not the call you want from the FBI at 2 a.m. about your 11-year-old son who you last saw was in his room going to sleep several hours ago. I sat in my room waiting for my parents to call for me. They did, and they were not pleased that I had called the FBI without speaking to them first. First of all, who knew the FBI had caller ID? You know, that's news to me. I would like to know why he thought he had information on a serial killer. You know, and like, how did this 11-year-old brain go, serial killer, I'll call about that. Like, if I had called the FBI to my parents' house, I feel like they also would not have been pleased. Jesus. Kids are hilarious already as it is, you know, for the most part. But wait until you hear this story that I found posted online. My uncle is a dispatcher in my hometown. He always tells me the story of this 4-year-old kid who called 911 because his older brother farted on him. The kid hung up the phone a short time after he explained what happened. My uncle said he was laughing too hard and had to wait a couple extra seconds before calling the number back. The mother answered the phone and he had to explain what happened to her and to make sure everything was all right. The mother was mortified and apologized over and over. My uncle said it was a welcome moment of levity during a stressful holiday work week. That's actually kind of cute. And I have to be honest with you, I am really, like I said before, earlier in the podcast, you know, that I can imagine that type of phone call is just welcome here and there, because it's just, they deal with such horrific incidents, such violence and drama and, oh my God. So I would assume every now and then they get a cute phone call from a kid. They're like, ugh, these dumbass children. Thank you for brightening up my day, you know? Next up, we have a man who called the police because he was too high. I've been there, I get it, but I ain't never called the police. It can be real scary, trust me on that. And I'm assuming he probably had some edibles, because that shit can fuck you up if you're not careful. Like, that's when the weed is able to get into your bloodstream so much faster. And it takes longer, but when it does hit, it can hit you super hard if you're not careful. But I still wouldn't call the police. I'm too high. Save my life. What a loser. All right, let's go ahead and take a listen.
What is your emergency?
I need help.
And what's the problem?
I'm too high.
You're too high?
Yeah.
What'd you take?
I can't feel anything.
Your what?
I can't feel anything.
Okay, what did you take?
Weed.
Weed?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name? Is there anyone there with you?
Yeah, they don't know.
Okay, how old are you?
22.
Are they going to be able to answer the door for us?
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, we'll send an email right over to check you out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. I want to know what he smoked and or ate. I don't know. It had to have been an edible. Like, he said it was weed, but I'm wondering how he ingested it. Like, those things will fuck you up. I'm telling you, those edibles, I'm telling you, that is a high that sneaks up on you. I prefer flowers over edibles any fucking day. Edibles, in my experience, they work too well or not at all. And shit will have you feeling like you're on a stagnant roller coaster. Imagine feeling like you're moving and you're just sitting there. It's not fun. Hell, I would have called the police too, maybe. I don't know. Somebody. I would have called someone. Maybe not the cops. I would have called someone. Bruh, listen, I am way too high. I need you to come over here and like rub my belly or something. Like something like that. I don't know.
Oh man, I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed yourselves as much as I did researching and recording this. Yeah, that was interesting. If there is anything that you take from this podcast, it's never forget the stupid that's around you, because it is everywhere. Also, shout out to the 911 operators out there. You guys, You guys are amazing, and your job definitely isn't easy. And if no one has thanked you, I'm thanking you today for your hard work. I would imagine at least 0.2% of my listeners are 911 dispatchers. So out of the three listeners I've got, none of you were probably 911 dispatchers. Listeners, please do me a favor. Share the Professionally Silly podcast with a friend and go to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. I feel like I've earned 5 stars. You know, I feel like I've earned 5 stars. I do. But obviously, I'm a little biased, a little bit, and it's obviously free to review, so it costs you nothing. And it's a good way to help my podcast reach new heights and gain more listeners. And I'm just a girl in Los Angeles, you know, chasing her dreams. And hopefully you guys can help me catch my dreams. Also, if you guys want to follow me on my other social media platforms, I've got TikTok, and you can find me there under Amber Smiles Jones. I've got Instagram and Twitter, which are both True Smiles Jones, T-R-U, then the word Smiles, and then the word Jones, and Smiles is spelled with an S. I know I'm Black, but that don't mean I spell things plural with a Z. All right, leave me alone. I love receiving tweets, so definitely tweet me. I've got clickable links in the description box of all of my YouTube videos on my channel, which is also called Professionally Silly, so make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. Yep, that's right. I'm one of those YouTuber people. Damn right. So join in on the silly visually. Follow, subscribe, fammy, whatever you want to call it. Let's just laugh together. All right, there's just so much crap going on in the world. You know, laughter is fun every now and then. I love it. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Feel free to call in about any episode here on Professionally Silly that you've heard. If you don't have the Anchor app and you can't call in there, that's totally fine. You can call or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a message, tell me which episode that you listened to, and share your opinion, whatever it may be, or just call to say, hey. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.